Saturdays were the greatest. I used to have someone.
WONY Oneonta. FM September, and yes, September the 9th it is. Johnny G with you on Jukebox Journey on a Tuesday afternoon. You know, it was kind of a wacky weekend for sports. I'm sure you heard about this by now, the baseball game down in Philadelphia. So if you ever watch a game on TV, if you're ever at a baseball game, if it's a foul ball, a home run, you know, instinctively people go running for the ball. So, Friday night, Phillies are playing the Marlins. A guy from the Phillies gets up, hits a home run, goes into the left field seats. A guy who's like several rows over came running over, and the ball, according to him, was in the armrest, picked it up, went back to his wife, his daughter, and his son, who was soon to celebrate his birthday, and gave him the ball. But it didn't end like that. A woman who sat right there came over screaming at him, insisting that it was her seat and it's her ball. So I give the father a lot of credit. He de-escalated the situation and said, here, take the ball, go. Well, I mean, the woman got booed mercifully. And somebody from the Marlins came over then and gave the little boy a goodie bag. After the game, he got to meet the Philadelphia player that hit the home run. He got a signed baseball bat. He got pictures taken with him and his family. So it worked out for him. With her, they're calling her, what are they calling her? Phillies Karen? Karen Phillies? And she is all over social media. I mean, people are just tearing her apart. She put out a statement that I read this morning. I don't know if it's true or not, and if she really wrote it, but basically it said, it was my ball, I have it, end of story, now leave me alone. Now, and then Sunday night, you have football going on. The Bills are playing the Ravens. The Ravens are up by 15, less than 5 minutes to go in the game. And I'm looking at this, and a ton of Bills fans are leaving. And I'm like, you know, the game's not over yet. And sure enough, they come back and they win. They score 16 points in less than 5 minutes. And I'm thinking, how many Bills fans went to bed? How many Ravens fans went to bed? And they wake up in the morning like, what do you mean they lost? Just got to remember what Yogi said. It ain't over till it's over. Clapton, Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker, what a super group, better known as Blind Faith, Can't Find My Way Back Home. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on the Jukebox Journey on a Tuesday afternoon. Glad you could join me. And if you're a person that has maybe some free time and you're looking to volunteer somewhere, keep in mind, volunteering is a great thing to put on the resume. Well, the Superheroes Humane Society is always looking for volunteers. It's a great animal shelter. It's right on Pony Farm Road in Oneonta. They have a whole bunch of different things that you can get involved with. They have cleaning shifts every day from 9 to 12. I mean, you go down there. It doesn't have to be 9 to 12. Put in whatever time. They would appreciate the help. If you want to come in the afternoon, socialize with the cats. If you want to socialize with the dogs, take them for a walk. They also have a thrift shop located in the Southside Mall. They're always looking for help with that. They have different fundraising events coming up throughout the year. They have the big one coming up in October. I'll talk more about that next week. So think about that. It's Superheroes Humane Society, always looking for volunteers. You know, go down there, get involved, and be great to put on your resume. Right now, this is Supertramp, 90.9 FM.
Because I'm touched by this show of emotion. Should I be fractured by your lack of devotion?
I'm going to send this next one out to Kathy in West Oneonta. Thanks for listening.
Feel. You got a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a 2-run lead.
You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Roger Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a fucking violent. And that was when my parents came over to Michigan.
Working for a living. cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, 200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
That is Haircut 100 and Love Plus One on the Jukebox Journey. And this is Boston. Along with you on a Tuesday afternoon, looking to wrap things up pretty soon. Lucas is coming up next. And speaking of the devil, there he is.
What's up, guys?
I feel like we just left.
Yeah, I know.
Where'd the summer go?
I know, it was really, really fast. Yeah, I mean, we're back already, but...
Yeah. So, I don't know if you're familiar with Sirius Radio.
Yeah.
So I listen to the 80s station a lot. And every weekend they do, like, the top 40, and they pick a year. So, like, this past weekend they did the top 40 for this week in 1989. I don't know when it was, but it was a couple of weeks ago. And do you remember the movie Fame?
I think so.
So there was a movie Fame, and then they had a TV show. So, but the movie was really popular. So way back when I was a student here and I had a show on WONY, I'm sitting in the office and this guy comes in. He's like late 30s, early 40s. And he says, yeah, he goes, I'm looking for the program director. I said, well, that's me, you know. Can I help you? And he says, yeah, yeah. And he takes an album out from under his arm, and it's the album To Fame. And he said, listen, he goes, I just wrote this song called Suco Man. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, yeah. He goes, it's about, you know, State University College at Oneonta. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. He said, yeah. He goes, I thought, you know, we had this big contest. We could find, like, a Suco Man. We'll have a big party. We'll get all the local bars to put in their jukebox. I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Why don't we do that? So we go ahead and do that. And I think the only jukebox that ever got into was maybe the Copper Fox.
Yeah.
So maybe a week, 10 days later, I get a call from another program director at a college radio station. Can you guess what college? State University College at?
Binghamton?
Oswego. Suco Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, did you get a call from a guy? I'm like, no, he came here. And he's like, and he wrote this song just for Oneonta? I'm like, yeah. Well, he came here and he told us the same spiel.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, man. So it's like, I thought of that. And I called the guy up and I said, you know, if you had been honest with me from the get-go, I said, we would have done something. I said, but hit the road. So
yeah.
And that was that. So that's my big story. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe I still have this 45 after all these years.
Yeah.
I play it for you, but I don't know how to use the turntable. So there you go.
I'll have to teach you.
All right. I would appreciate that. So I got one more song. I'll wrap up.
All right.
What's your show all about today?
Today we're going to be recapping the VMAs, the Video Music Awards.
Oh, that's right. That was over the weekend, right?
Yes, it was.
And you watched it?
I did.
And the one moment that stands out is what?
I'm just happy that Ariana Grande won those awards for her album. She really deserved it. So, and we got lots of that today.
Okay. Something to look forward to. Thank you so much. I will get out of your hair. Let me put the last song on. See that? I'm still learning here. Let's see. Let's go back to this. And then we'll do this. That's not playing.
You got that.
Maybe now?
very good time, such a fine time, such a happy time. And I remember how we played, simply waste the day away, then we'd say nothing would come between us, two dreamers. Father wears his Sunday best, mother's tired, she needs a rest, the kids are playing up downstairs, sister's sighing in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Goodbye.